Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Right now, we're excited to jump on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV and talk to Pete Bursich from the Vikings radio broadcast. Pete, what's up, man? How you doing?
I wish I was doing better with the team, with our team, but hey, all good, man. It's a good time of year. Well,
we know that feeling here.
We're riding in the same car together.
Yeah, I hear you on that one, man. It's tough, especially having played Sam Darnold, who took you to 14 wins a year ago. And, you know, this year it's been a much different journey, and there are a lot of reasons for that.
So let's get into some of that. They decided, you know, that you draft J.J. McCarthy last year. You want to hand over the keys, but then he gets injured in training camp, I believe. Maybe it was even prior to that. But McCarthy's out for the year. Darnold steps in, plays great. Minnesota has that great season, goes down early in the playoffs. And this offseason, you know, they look around, they say, we're turning this thing over to J.J. There have been injuries, but, like, what have you seen from J.J. so far this year?
It's a lack of consistency. Early on in the year, you know, hit and first and second drives, his passer rating was way up there. The touchdowns, the yards, it was, you know, you're on those scripted plays early, and it seemed the first couple series seems to be great, and then it was kind of the middle second, third quarter when you started getting off the script and making adjustments, things just really just weren't there. Lately it's just been turnovers. We've thrown 19 interceptions this year. Defensively, we've only produced three, and there are reasons for that. Offenses are much more conservative going against us. They're willing to play the field position game. You're not playing from behind. I think early on in the season, that was another big thing. You know, this defense faced more passes last year than any other defense in the NFL, and this year it's the number is pretty much flipped because offenses have time, they have patience. So that's turning into 40-some plays a game. Time of possession is very lopsided. But the biggest issue are the turnovers, man. I mean, they're just absolutely killing us. J.J., I don't believe he's played a game yet where he hasn't thrown an interception. He had one against Detroit that was kind of iffy. referee call. But outside of that, he's been consistent that way. And Brosmer comes in, turns the ball over four times. So that's been, I mean, that, if you want to create an order with which to fix problems for us, you know, it's the turnovers, the interceptions. And I'm not even touching on a offensive line starting five that has been together for one half of one football game so far this year. We've had somebody out, somebody replaced. So that the way you drew it up going into the regular season, yeah, we've seen 30 minutes of that this year. So there are a number of things which are ailing our offense right now.
But JJ has been a little banged up and hadn't played. Does it look like he's going to play, or will it be Brosmer?
No, it's going to. JJ's been healthy, and that's kind of going back to what you said, talked about earlier with Darnold. The decision on Darnold was made before he even got here. You know, you draft the guy number 10 overall. He's going to be your guy. We didn't get a chance to see him at all last year because of the meniscus injury, which happened in training camp. He comes back this year, and he's just struggled to stay healthy. He got an ankle against Atlanta, missed, I don't even know, 3 or 4 weeks or five, I don't even know. And then, you know, he comes back and plays a couple weeks, gets into concussion against Green Bay. So he misses the Seattle game. It's just he's just not staying on the field. And unfortunately, in this league, you have to be out there. You have to play week in and week out if you want to make the incremental improvements that are necessary. But he's young. He's 22 years old. So, you know, Dave, I think Coach in his press conference mentioned they're going to be a little less hyper-focused on the fundamentals and just kind of let him go out and play. I mean, what? Yeah, it's like, you got to do something. So might as well just let the kid go out there and play, and maybe he'll be a little bit looser this week. I don't know. We'll see. But it's been a struggle. I mean, just look at Justin Jefferson's numbers. I mean, they're so far off of what he's been able to produce every single year for the last six seasons. You know, his level of frustration has got to be it's got to be through the roof. Along with the fans, along with everybody else.
As somebody that has Justin Jefferson in fantasy league, I am acutely aware of the numbers. It's interesting you bring up JJ because he's had a few post-game situations where I think he's voiced some level of that frustration. How is that locker room for a team that largely has just been really good since Kevin O'Connell took over, and that's a guy that me and B know pretty well from his time here. I used to do a weekly interview with KOC. Good dude. I feel like everything in Minnesota has really been going well until now. Like, what is the vibe for that team?
I think those guys, they have a good group of guys. This is where if you have a problem or a couple people in the locker room, they're going to be headaches. You know, this is where they start to pop up. And the thing that I'm watching closely is just the effort level. I mean, you look at the way the defense played, the Seahawks shut us out 26-0. But Seattle couldn't have come away from that game happy about their offense, right? We only gave up 219 yards of total offense. You know, Jackson Smith and Jigba had 11 games in a row with 75 yards of receiving or more. You know, he was held to, I believe, 24. So the defense is continuing to do what they need to do. They haven't quit. They haven't given up. You know, that's the sign of a good locker room. No matter what happens on the field on one side of the ball, the other side of the ball continues to do their job, and they've been doing that. So they haven't reached that proverbial breaking point yet. But it's a strain, man. You know that. And, you know, how long can this go? Well, it all depends on, you know, how this week looks. If it bounces back, if the offensive machine looks better, then, yeah, you might be able to get some momentum. So we're all kind of waiting and seeing to see what's going to happen on Sunday. And, I mean, the fans definitely will not be as energized as normal. So I think that'll be a big help to you guys. Just because the noise level in US Bank Stadium can be so It can be tough, but I don't know if the fans are going to be fired up in the beginning. So maybe if you give them something to cheer for, but as of right now, it's a wait and see for, I think, the fans.
The running game is more led by Mason at this point right now, right?
Yeah, it has been. I think with Aaron Jones and Jordan Mason, I think with Aaron Jones, you have a more versatile type of a player, more of a cutback guy, speed, good out of the backfield, good receiver. That's kind of his role. And Jordan Mason is just he's a bigger downhill running back. Unfortunately for Aaron, he's been nicked up for a lot of the season. He missed a lot of games with the hamstring, had a shoulder a couple weeks ago. That got aggravated against the Seahawks, so we're kind of waiting and seeing on him. That's the one thing, and I'm glad you brought it up because that's the one part of the offense we're 25th in rushing, and I think it's the highest we are in any category. We're 29th in the league in offense. The numbers are just 162 yards of offense last week total, right? The numbers are epically low. And we've just fallen to the bottom in on the statistical category. So trying to get something going, right, something consistent. We don't have an identity in the running game in that regard as far as what we do, what kinds of runs we do well. So we have to figure that out. And it's kind of a different style depending on who's in the backfield. But we're going to need both of those running backs to have a good day on Sunday.
We're talking with Pete Bursich here on the Rude Guest Hotline, R-U-U-D. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. Pete played his college ball at Notre Dame before being drafted by the Vikings. Played for the Vikes, coached for the Vikes. You understand this team really well. And the offense has been abysmal, and that is out of character for a Kevin O'Connell coach team. But defensively last year, they were so excellent. And I recognize how hard it is to maintain a good defense when the offense is terrible and you're just on the field all the time. That said, though, are you surprised by the defense's regression?
I think at least on that side of the ball, it kind of makes sense. Okay. So our defense last year faced more passes than any other defense in the league. Teams threw against us about 62% of the time. So that number has really completely flipped. So you figure at the end of last year, you go out and you're looking to increase the pass rush, right? You're looking to find more interior defensive linemen that can get after the quarterback so you don't have to blitz enough. You think of Brian Flores, he has a certain pressure rate that he wants on the quarterback and he's going to blitz enough to get there. If he doesn't have to, he won't, but he will to get there. So you bring in Javon Hargrave, you bring in Jonathan Allen, you're hoping that you can generate a lot more passing pressure with a four-man rush. Jonathan Grenard, Andrew Van Ginkle, Dallas Turner, those guys. And then now you play, part of it's playing the AFC North. You know how those guys are. We've seen more extra offensive linemen and fullbacks and everything. It's kind of like old school football. Because teams are not behind. A year ago, we led the league in interceptions by 5. And it was because teams are behind. They have to throw the football. Things are happening. This year, we have 3. We've had opportunities. But our pressure rate is still very good. So teams are like, well, why would we throw the football when we're ahead and we're getting extra possessions? And so they're just being much more patient. They're running the ball and even throwing the football. They're not worried about getting down the field and being explosive as much because they have a lead. So much of that is in this game, winning and losing is a razor thin margin to begin with. And you throw just a couple of these variables in and it can really affect the product on the field. So, that's why this defense has been, I think, less dynamic in that regard. But being the fact that they have been, they've played, you add 10, 20 plays per game. I don't know what that number is exactly, but the defense has probably played 2 or 3 more entire football games than our offense has. They've been on the field a ton. So they've managed to still keep us competitive. And, you know, it's a stress that can only go, I think can only go on for so long. The offense at some point really has to pick things up.
It's funny. I wanted to ask you quickly about Jonathan Allen. Obviously a player we know well here in the Washington market, played here a long time, grew up here. How has John fit into that Vikings defense and in that locker room?
I think he's doing great. It's a different front up here. We do things differently. You're not just a 4-3 and taking an edge and pinning your ears back, vertical type of defense. I talked to him earlier this year, and he said that there's more mentally that he has to do than any other defense that he's been involved in, which is just the style of what we play up front. So I think there's been a lot of adjustment that had to be made on his part, mainly with technique and fundamentals and stance and things like that. But he's played very, very well. And he's been a big part of really being in the running game and everything else. I know what he really wants to do is get after the quarterback, but again, we just haven't been in that position where you have a team up, you're up by two scores and you know a team has to throw the football. So I don't think he's been able to play the style that was envisioned when they brought him in and what he really thought he could do while he was here. So it's been frustrating, I know, in that regard, but he's been playing great, playing hard, and we're happy to have him.
Lastly, Pete, I'm just curious. It seems like everybody thinks Minnesota's a wreck and Washington has some sense of momentum. I mean, granted, you got a 4-8 team playing a 3-9 team here. what do you think happens on Sunday?
You guys, and you were just a batted pass away from beating a 10-2 football team, right? Offensively, you guys have some weapons. Zach Ertz is just so consistent. Then there's Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin. If you want to get vertical, I think what we theoretically need to do is keep your defense on the field. Keep them on the field and be able to eventually break some arm tackles and make some bigger plays in that regard. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I do this for a living, and I've done it for 20 years in this regard, trying to figure out what a team's going to do. And offensively, I have no idea what we're going to be able to try to exploit. You know what I mean? Try to take advantage of. There's usually a matchup game, right? You look at matchups and you say, okay, we got them here. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know what Bobby Wagner's status is, but he's a veteran presence and he always seems to be in the right place at the right time. And if you guys had him out there, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to be able to answer that question, but I just right now can't. I have no idea how this game is going to go. We'll make your offense earn it. That's for sure. I mean, defensively, they haven't rolled over yet this season. So, offensively, you got to protect the quarterback, and whoever that is, whichever quarterback that is. So running the football is going to be important. And, you know, with McCroskey Merritt and Chris Rodriguez and how hard those guys run, they have very good vision. You guys might be able to be patient with the run because it's going to be a 3-0 game or whatever it is. You see what I mean? And if that's the case, then you're going to stick with the play action. And, oh, by the way, you got a great tight end in Ertz who can find his way to get open to move the chains. I mean, that's unfortunately the games that we've been watching for the last 5-10 weeks. And it's so in that regard, I apologize. I get paid. You know, that's my job, right, to predict how this thing goes. But
don't apologize, bro.
No need to apologize. I mean, we're looking. It's just like we're looking in the mirror at each other.
Totally,
we're the same team.
Oh yeah,
totally.
It doesn't mean it won't be a good game, right? It just means this thing could go in a million different directions. And in that regard, maybe it's compelling. But other than that, I don't know, man. I want to see. I haven't seen Jefferson catch a pass down the field in a long, long time. So it'd be nice to be able to get him in the open and have a couple big plays out of him. That would definitely get everybody excited again. That's for sure.
Yeah, this team has struggled with that. It's been a little better over these last few weeks, but they haven't faced a talent like Jefferson in these last few weeks either. Yeah. Hey, Pete, thanks so much for
appreciate
your time,
you,
man.
Pete.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, see you guys Sunday. Take care.
All right. Pete Bursich covers the Minnesota Vikings games, radio, color commentator. It really does feel like we're looking in the mirror
here.
Yeah, man.
Two organizations. That meme?
Yeah, the Spider-Man joint. Nobody go anywhere. We're opening the phones up at 1 o'clock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jump in.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Pump up the jam. About a half hour away from Bleep You Thursday.
I don't know.
Phone lines will be open. You can get mad at it, whoever you want to be. We got official moves from Ashburn.
Drake Jackson.
Drake Jackson going to get a chance to play. Officially, the Commanders just sent out a press release. They have released Darnell Savage, safety. He's a former University of Maryland player, drafted by the Packers, I believe. Played a little here right away, and now I think with the return of Will Harris, that's not a big surprise. Drake Jackson, though, is an interesting one. Jackson was a second rounder 2 years ago in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. You may have also realized Adam Peters was in San Francisco. Hasn't played a lot, has dealt with a ton of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to this stage of the season, I like rolling the dice on high possibilities. Because the cost of Drake Jackson to you, signing him off waivers, was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude's 6'4", 275. Like, coming out of college at USC, he was a second round pick for a reason, and that's what I want to see them doing, is scouring other practice squads, trying to find guys that could be something.
Yeah.
And I don't know what'll happen. I know we talked to Drake Jackson last week. He was a really interesting guy. Talked about, you know, coming back from an injury like that, how hard it is, how significant it is. But I think that, like, this is a move that I fully support.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure Dan Quinn was waiting for my support, but like, this is what you should be doing at 3-9, is seeing what else you can find, giving them runway to make an impact this year to show you, hey, maybe they got something left.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the NFL works. It's not all – people get so caught up on first-round picks and everything else. Like, you try to find players.
You only have a small amount of those per year.
Right.
And the rest of them is people that come out. And a lot of times those guys that come later – can give you first round play if you just get them coached up right, and they bring that work ethic. So,
Jackson is a really long player. Like, even just standing with him in the locker room, you see his length. He doesn't seem the biggest guy, but I think with the injuries, he maybe hasn't been able to put the NFL weight on yet. That I imagine would be kind of part of. When they drafted him, we thought we could bulk this dude up.
6'4", 275. DN.
They listed him at 273. His combine had him at 255. So, I mean, the biggest issue for him has been the knee injuries. Specifically, he tore his patella in 2023. The Niners waived him.
Tendon. Patella tendon.
Yeah. The Commanders claimed him, placed on IR. So this was like a smart roster move to claim him, which you have to put him on your active, but then you can IR him, which creates the spot again. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really interesting. When we talked to him, I think last week, there was some consideration if he could go last week, and he said, I'm good. I'll let them tell me when they want me.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to let him play this week. I don't know, man. I think this one actually is something that I'm keeping an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is more than a regular kind of random late season roster move. The Darnell, do you agree on the Jackson thing? I don't know if you had.
No, I'm cool with it. Listen, they bring people in, and when you sign someone, the hope is that the person can help you. And once they're on the field, you find out if they can help you. And, you know, so we'll see.
I don't think he's not an edge. And I think you'll see what you can get. And I think if you have a high upside athletic pass rusher and you're going up against a kid in J.J. McCarthy, who also is a big-time athlete but is all over the place and sporadic.
Very much so.
Kind of interested in this matchup here. The Jackson thing, I think, is a little more than nothing. Like, it's a 4 out of 10 as far as my interest, but it's got my interest a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll see what, if anything, happens there. But I like kind of where that – I like the mindset of that roster move and decision. Specifically, when you look at the Adam Peters type – and keep in mind, he was in San Fran when they drafted this kid in the second round when a lot of projections were like third or fourth round.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, San Fran's coming off a Super Bowl. They picked late in the second. So he was the 29th pick of the second round. So what's 32 plus 29, B? 52? 62? He was the 62nd overall pick. 61?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. You were looking at me crazy.
Just know that 9 and that 2 cannot give you an even number.
But what stands out to me about Jackson is the athletic score. That's what these guys like. His athletic score at the combine was an 87. You get into some of this more specific analytics stuff. They love guys with high RAS scores, raw athleticism scores. Just the athleticism score from that 22 draft placed him third among edge rushers and DNs. Right. So that's what they're looking at. Now he's dealt with injuries in his career, but like you go way back to USC, and granted we're talking about college, but before the injuries started to kind of pile up, he made the all freshman All-American team. He played in 11 games, had 11 and a half TFLs and 5.5 sacks as a freshman. He was 18, 19 years old. He's long. I don't know what he can, like, to me, he's a situational pass rusher that if you still had Dorrance Armstrong and Dietrich Wise, this would be way more intriguing. When this dude's coming in to be something those guys aren't.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Dorrance was big, strong, fine against
but
the run,
if he
could and
give
can
you
rush
something
a passer
that you haven't had, you know, because let's, like you said, what you see this year really ain't going to make that much difference this year. It could be something that you may have a piece for next year.
That is certainly the hope, yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, it's no secret. That's the hope, is that maybe this dude who AP drafted now, I guess 3 years ago, can show why you did it. As for the Darnell Savage thing, or any surprise there? Apparently, he wanted to be released.
Yeah, when you listen, man, the news is that he requested a trade or requested a release. Why does a player request a release?
Because they're not going to play.
And know they're about to be released.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah. I mean, like those type of things when it hit the airwaves and hit the news cycle, I'm like, okay. Because I don't know a person that's playing and doing something that wants a release. Listen, what he's done, what he did is what I always say. People always say, read the writing on the wall. You better comprehend that damn writing as well.
Totally.
He saw the writing and he said, okay, let me try to get out in front of this thing. So when they come out and they say, okay, we're about to bring Drake up. Who are we going to release? Well, this dude already asked one. Let's let him go.
All right, B, I'm checking on the show sheet, and I've forgotten to do a number of things. When we return, I'm going to give away Motley Crue tickets. I want to talk about Marcus Mariota. I want to talk about the Commanders' playoff elimination scenarios. And at 1 o'clock, we're going to open the phones. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later.
because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let it all out. Everybody wants to go see the crew. Ride with the crew. Caller number 10 right now to 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to Motley Crue, the return of the Carnival of Sins tour. Monday, August 3rd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller 10 right now, two tickets to Motley Crue, baby. Enjoy yourself. B, look. I finally took care of something.
You said Carnival of Sins. I like the, what you call them, of death.
The return of the Carnival of Sins.
I'm saying the Carnival of Sins sound like the
group of death. Look, I got a new phone.
Oh, you did?
Well, I got a new screen thing.
Screen cover. That's all you got?
I had no idea how easy that was to fix.
Dude, yeah.
I've been rolling with the broken screen
lazy,
cover for.
Jay. You're just lazy.
I mean, it might be a year I've had that.
More than a year.
No, not more than a year.
Yeah.
It's months.
It's been a little bit over a year.
Well, speaking of years or months, I don't know that we've been mispronouncing Marcus Mariota's name, but
he's never publicly stated that my name is being said wrong. So people have said it the way that they've been saying it.
But it kind of came to a head during the Sunday Night Football broadcast when my man Chris Collinsworth was going in on saying it correctly. And it kind of became this, like, national conversation because everybody's like, what is Collinsworth doing? So I thought the only fair thing to do was ask Marcus, hey, man, let's set the record straight. How do you say it? Landini, I think you've got that. When you're ready, you just whisper in my ear, fella.
What?
You
say I'm ready, baby. Go ahead.
Fire away.
Sorry, this is kind of silly, but in the Sunday night broadcast, Collinsworth and Tirico kept saying Mariota. Is that actually the right pronunciation? Like, what is the right pronunciation?
Mariota. I think it's been said over the years, like Mariota, which is incorrect, and it's pronounced Mariota.
Mariota.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right, so.
Mariota.
Mariota. All right, boys in the aquarium, say it correctly.
Mariota.
Direct that by just stating it one time, which Collinsworth did it. He stated it. It's cool now. Now you say it right. There are going to be people going to keep saying Mariota because that's what they've been saying for years and he never corrected it. And a lot of people will not go with it. But I said, no. She said, but that's how I said, no. Brain is B-R-A-I-N, not B-R-I-A-N. She said, well, I thought it was. Well, I see why you're flunking.
I don't mean this rude. That woman was dyslexic. Like, that's the only way your brain switches that around.
It was a young lady, but she was young at the time. But still, you don't see – that's not brain. That's Brian. No, so I corrected her, and she started calling me Brian. But if it's said – he's been in the league for almost 10 years now. So if this is the first time
– I don't know that – I think – dyslexia might only be a male trait.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true neither, but you like to say some stuff. Like, you like to think a lot of stuff out loud. Sometimes keep that stuff in your head.
Landfill, you got anything on that?
All I know is this. He's been in the league almost 10 years.
More.
He could have corrected that a long time ago. So, but he's done it now. We got it. We're going to try to go with it.
We're going to try to go with it.
Mariota.
Mariota. I think where Collinsworth got caught up was in the ta, and he was really
yeah, he was
pronouncing
good. He was
the
good. He was going Mariota.
Right. That I don't think is what Marcus once clarified. It's Mar and not Mare.
Mare. Yeah.
So
like instead of saying like we call him Mariota, call him Mariota.
Right. It's like the Junkies video producer, Mike Mariota.
You said it right, like Mario.
Yeah, Super Mario.
No, yeah. I had a friend named Mario.
Who was that?
Boy, cheated in golf, I tell you like that.
I went to
and his name was Mario Mitchell.
That's your boy.
Yeah. And he wasn't the brother. Hey, hold on, dog. You can't have my last name and be on the golf course doing this, man. You gotta take.
You said he wasn't a brother. You mean like one of your brothers?
No, he was not.
He was a white dude?
No, he wasn't white. No, he wasn't white.
Okay.
Mario is probably more, I think Mario might have been Filipino or something like that. But his name was Mario Mitchell.
I had a buddy named Mario in middle school, Mario Kramaric, who was, forgive me, I want to say he was from Serbia, but I may have that wrong, one of the Baltic countries. Dude was like 6'5 in eighth grade. My man was tall.
Yeah, I just saw this dude was 7'9", and said when he was like in the first grade, he was 6 feet.
No way.
This dude is 7'9 now. Shaq looks up to him. He's a freshman in college right now playing basketball. He's in the first grade, he was 6'6", 6'1".
Damn.
Teacher walk in class and go, you're in the wrong class.
Yo, like Miss Brookings walks but in he and is she's 5'3".
7'9". When he was shooting the free throw, looked like he had a tennis ball in his hand.
It's like playing flip beer pong. How tall do we think Wemby was when he was like in eighth grade?
He's 7'5" now?
Yeah, something like that.
This dude is 4 inches taller than him.
Wow. I got news for you, Brian. Courtesy of our friend Joe Ferreira. If this is the time of year, if you don't follow Joe, you should. At Joe NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Joe breaks down all of the playoff scenarios, the teams that could clinch, the teams that could get eliminated, whatever it is. Joe Ferreira. I got good news and I got bad news, B. Bad news, Commanders have already been eliminated from a wild card berth in the playoffs.
Yep.
They will not be a wild card team. However, there is a path to a playoff spot.
Yeah.
You got to win out. And that would include two wins over Philly, which could get them the division at 8-9.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is they also need Dallas to lose. All right, so Washington's already eliminated from the wild card.
Yeah.
And Washington could be eliminated from the division if the following happens this week. Let's just start with if they lose, they're cooked.
Yeah.
Officially. Or if the Eagles win Monday night. In
yeah,
L.A.
Yeah.
I believe
yeah.
that's in L.A. Dallas can make things complicated, too. If Dallas wins tonight, it gets really difficult.
Totally.
So, if you need something to root for this weekend, it is starts tonight with Detroit. Then, obviously, the Burgundy and Gold on Sunday. And then the L.A. Chargers Monday night. So, that if you're keeping hope alive, shout out to the Drew Cohens of the world. That is your scenario for the weekend. Now, our scenario for the next segment is Bleep You Thursday. We come together in fellowship around the community to give people a chance to voice their concerns, their angst, their anger at whoever has wronged you. First time we're doing phones all day, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. It's time for Bleep You Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar.
GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.